Again, WSBM 771, all static. So, station that got me on my HT a minute ago. I just threw a mag mount for my truck on my mailbox outside, and I'm wondering if this is any better or worse. 771.
It's 765.
All right, thanks a bunch, man. Yeah, I thought that'd be a little better than the HT. Well, my mailman doesn't like it when I put the mag mount on the mailbox.
How tall is the antenna? Over.
I'm sorry, a little broken on the antenna again.
What was of the max of the antenna? Over.
Again, a little broken. But yeah, it's a little mag mount, little cheap thing I threw on my pickup. But I had my HT going here, and I got a couple of you guys. So I decided to open the door and throw it on my mailbox for a ground plane, and it seems to get out pretty good. I don't know what brand it is. It's some Asian thing.
That's a cop.
Good to hear Flat Rock. This is, yeah, WSBM 771. I always, when I respond, I say, yeah, I'm down here in Wyandotte, but you're way down here in Flat Rock.
Yeah, I'm on a little HD in the bedroom here in Flat Rock. I'm coming out that Detroit repeater just like you are. I'm 21 miles from the repeater.
Well, I'll tell you what, that little mag mount that I just threw on my mailbox, we were camping down at Sterling State Park. I know you know where that is. And we were banging it. We were hitting the Detroit repeater from down there in the pickup truck. So, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, for sure. There's some good air or something down south this way. For sure. Yeah. 14 miles of the road flight to the repeater. But yeah, you sound real good. Sometimes I'll plug in the base station. I use a mag mount on up on my awning outside. It gets out like crazy. Yeah, good stuff around here. Good stuff, no doubt.
Yeah, we were camping at Sterling, and I threw this little $20 mag mount up. But actually, we're staring across Lake Erie right at Detroit, so no obstructions.
Well, yeah, like I said, I'm just using a handheld right now, and it gets out real good. It's I'm using a Wolfson there, UD9P. Pretty good handheld for Chinese radio.
Yep, I got a couple of them. Yeah, you're good and clear, buddy. I hear you. Well, yeah, we got a little dust for these Chinese radios. They work okay.
Yeah, I got about 13 of them. Well, it's good talking to you. You sound really good, man. I'll tell you that. That's for sure. My name's Matt. I'm in Flat Rock. I'm WSAH 780.
All right, Matt. Yeah, I've definitely heard you in the past. My name is Jeff. I'm over here in Wyandotte, just, I don't know, a quarter mile off the Detroit River, so, you know, we're just shooting as the crow flies. It's all clear air.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'm on South Huron River Drive, about a mile and a half east of Telegraph, between Telegraph and 79.
I got a couple stations trying to get in, but I couldn't hear them. There was no modulation there.
Yeah, I heard some scratching too. All right, good talking to you, 771, and we'll catch you again sometime on the fans here. This is White Rock, Matt White Rock, WSA870. You'll be standing by for a while.
Have a good night, Matt. WSBN 771. Yeah, I'm hanging out a little bit.
I might talk to those mag mounts. 765.
Yeah, I turned on my 51 B-Tech mobile, and I have the antenna on the cable from Pigeon Whistle. Yeah, I just got on the water. Banner or like that. People always notice that we're in on the pan to down to 1-to-1. But if I put it on a pan, it shoots up to 1.6.
You came on that last transmission. Still kind of readable. Copy. Over.
Your transmission was all scratched, scratchy and hissy before.
WSCH 9223. Okay, Jay.
WSBQ 996, you got a copy there, Polly? WRWB 489. Once again, this is WRWB 489 calling WSBQ 996. Copy. Negative copy on WSBQ 996. This is WRWB 489. We'll be standing by.
WRPB 448 monitoring.
Green looking for WSEY 842. Looking for WSEY 842.
WRBV 690.
SCY 717, this is the USCA report.
WRVS 713, Steve, do you copy? WRVS 713, Steve, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713, this is Whiskey Sahara, Golf Golf. 772, over and out.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Foxtrot 754 monitoring mobile.
WSBY 717. Thank you.
WRVX 218.
WRFX 966.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
Now I can copy you, but it's hard to make out. You got a lot of bacon frying going on there. Real staticky, over.
Copy that. Testing a new mobile desktop unit here with a mag mount antenna on a high seat, so probably not the best location, but I will keep working on that. Thank you.
I want to move around, see if you can find that sweet spot for it. Maybe be able to make a, find a good spot to set it, move it around a little bit. Okay, I didn't make all that out, but Yeah, if you find something different, give me a call back. Be out here for a little bit. Just on my way home here. So try it again a little later. WRNW 329. We'll be clear and listening for now.
Thank you, will do. We'll play around with the antenna location some more, and there as well. This is WSSC 692.
Hello, WRNW 329. This is WSTU 844.
Go ahead, I got a copy of you. WRNW 329.
How you doing today? Paul Sherman.
Doing a lot better now that I'm off work. Enjoy a little bit of the sunshine. It feels like summertime compared to what we were having, but other than that, everything's good.
Copy that. Yeah, I just got back from doing some running around Davidson. Got the truck washed. Now I'm home relaxing for a minute before I do some undo with stuff.
Copy that. Well, you might need a couple of days. How do you do lists are pretty long.
Yeah, and my wife is out with the daughter-in-law, and had to get a haircut, and then I'm back, and I got to clean out the pole barn and some other stuff.
Copy that, will you? Sounding not too bad here, my mobile. I don't know how well my does receive pretty good. I'm running off to your Detroit repeater right now, headed northbound.
Copy that. Yeah, it sounds great. I'm up here in Lapeer off the Mayville repeater.
Copy. All right, well, you're sounding not bad. Yeah, I'm headed up to home, actually. I'm around 696. Actually, it's not 696, but 16-mile in Grossback area. That's where I'm headed that way now. It's sounding pretty good here.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, sounding real good. Yeah, I'm new to this hobby. I've been monitoring you guys forever, but finally got my ticket last week and able to talk on it and enjoying it.
That's great. Welcome to the GMRS. There's a lot of helpful people out here, and I haven't been into it too long, maybe a year or two on here, but that's all fun stuff. You meet some good people out there. For sure.
Yeah, copy that. Just got a house and one kid. In the last year, I had a hard time with that FCC website that was shut down. So I had to call the house desk and for ladies to start to get out with me.
Sounds like you're falling in and out the repeater a little bit, in and out for some reason. Then it could be me. I'm going through the neighborhoods here, and maybe I'm getting interference on my end.
Yeah, it might have been the mic I had. I unplugged the mic from my handheld. Don't have it up on the TV tower yet, but I don't know. I hit pretty good with that Mayville repeater, no problem.
Copy that. So you're on a handheld, you say? It sounds a whole lot better when you unplug that mic, for sure. The microphone was sounding little hollow sound or echoey sound, I could say. But nice and clear now, whatever you did. I think you unplugged the mic.
It's a spoofing, handheld with a cheap mic, but it does drift.
See that? So yeah, just talking off of a rubber duck antenna, or you have an antenna mounted outside?
Just a rubber duck, yeah. I'll investigate on what kind of antenna you get, and put on an old TV antenna tower I have beside the house. We just moved up here late last year.
Copy that. I got one I'm trying to get rid of, a GMRS antenna. It's a two-piece fiberglass. It worked pretty good, but I ended up buying something different so I could run the 2 meter 440.
Copy that. How much do they run? I haven't really investigated yet.
Amazon, you can get a half decent one that'll work for you at $100. $100 or under. I think the one I have is like $98, something like that. I only had it up for a little while, but I took it down. Got it in my garage.
Can't copy that. And that comes with the coax too, right?
The coax is separate. I had to buy the coax separate. I think I got 50 foot on mine.
I copy that. Yeah, well, I'd like to get a few antennas. I enjoy monitoring public safety on DHF and the Michigan public safety communication system also, so. Probably get an antenna truck also.
Try it again. I didn't hear that last transmission.
Probably get a mobile antenna also for my pickup truck. I was thinking maybe one of those glass mounts because my truck is all aluminum.
Yeah, the newer trucks are all aluminum. You have to come up with something for that, for sure. If you're on a tower, you put it on a tower, yeah, that get it up in the air a little bit. You're doing just fine.
Copy that. Yeah. Besides Mazo, we have the Flint tower also. I think I can barely hit that with the rubber ducky in the house.
My radio on speed for some reason. But yeah, you get an antenna up, you better hit them both. No problem. You can hit it with the handheld now, or barely hit it. Yeah, you get an antenna up, you get a lot clearer transmission and receive.
Yeah, copy. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I got better get some things done before the wife gets home, or my I'll be in the doghouse, so. It was great talking to you. I didn't get your name, but the name here is Sherman, and my call sign is WSGU844, and I'll be clear after your final.
Sherman, I think you said. The name's Tim here. Yeah, put all the radios away. The wife's coming, put all the radios away. Time to get to work. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again, hopefully soon. WRNW 329, clear for now.
WRNW 329,
Static. Feel a lot of static coming in and hard to make out for sure. Have you tried to get it up near a window? You got it inside or? You put it in one of them cookie trays, aluminum cookie trays, and get it down the attic. Yeah, you'll probably do a whole lot better for sure.
Copy that.
I'll be back in a little later on. Get it moved. I should be out here. If not, I'll be on my handheld here anyway. WRNW 329, you clear and listen.
WSDH 380, you guys doubled.
I had a hard time making them out on this end. There's a lot of static, so I don't know what happened. I didn't realize he was keyed up. WRNW329, you're back to this.
This is WSGP419, trying out a new mobile antenna here. Copy that. Thank you very much.
Let me clear over here at my mobile. WRNW329.
WSGP419 here, letting you know, whoever it is, you got a hot mic listening to music there.
WSFV 793, quick radio check.
I think you said 388. Appreciate it. I can't seem to be opening the Detroit receiver, but this is one of the with my radio. Appreciate the radio check, gentlemen. WSRZ 793, monitor.
BQ765. Anybody out there?
Station calling, go ahead.
Checking my signals.
WSFT 902, you around Frank? WRUG 488, Jack, you around for a short?
WSGH922 monitoring.
Copy, Greg. 793 is monitoring.
AD 793 is copy.
Greg, I heard you key up. Wanted to get real quick. Good afternoon, Mount Coin.
I got a lot of static on this end.
And keep the repeater, you can key up either there. I don't know if there's something wrong with this one too there, go ahead.
I'm not sure either. I think it'd be a lot better on a nice, beautiful day like it is today.
No.
sitting in, and it don't matter. Anyway, how are you doing? What's happening up there in Grand Blanc?
Yeah, not a whole lot. Just thinking about going out and getting some fresh air here in a little bit. How about you?
Hey, everything's okay over here. I'm doing all right as usual. I'm busy at the bench here, working on a radio. Got the window open. It smells like just about. You know what I mean.
Roger that. What kind of radio are you working on?
Another one of those realistic handhelds. I have a NASA collection of Radio Shack realistic 40 channel, well, not all 40 channel, but TV handhelds, and I found a couple of them had issues, so I just straightening them out there. Go ahead.
Ah, cool. Sounds like a little bit of fun there. Keep you busy. Yeah, I got a little side-by-side. I'm just going to go out and fire that thing up and go for a little spin in the woods.
Yeah.
Dave, I'm not sure if it's you or me, but I didn't hear anything there, just a bunch of crackling in the repeater must be acting up. Over.
Yeah, Roger, it is the repeater. That's why I've been staying on the Detroit one, because I've been having good luck with the Detroit one, but now the Detroit one ain't working, so I was just saying, you know, when I lived up north, I used to have a Honda three-wheeler, and on days exactly like this, I used to go out in our woods and run around there and everything. I miss some days there, okay?
Yeah, Roger, I heard the Honda three-wheeler and back when you used to run up north. Yeah, for sure. We just got a little area behind the house here, so we just kind of hang out around here. Got a bunch of county roads and just hang out around the house. Nothing big. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I live in the city now, so it ain't like, I can just live. Well, when I moved down here and everything, I didn't take it with me. I gave it to a friend, because I knew there was nowhere down here to keep it and everything. All right, and repeater's acting up a little bit on your transmit too, but when it ain't, you sound good. Sounding really good, so it's good talking to you. Be careful out there and have yourself a really good day, Greg. WSFZ 793 monitoring at your final, sir.
Roger that. Sounds good, Dave. Good talking with you as always. Have a good day. We will chat with you later. WSTH 922 on the site.
Detroit, the repeater's been working fine for me. WRFX 966.
Gary 966. I said something yesterday about it and had a couple people key in and say the Detroit repeater's working. I mean I can put the stub antenna on this radio and access it surprisingly now, and then like I said, the past few days I've been talking off of it. And for some reason now I'm keying up, I unkey, I'm not keying the repeater, and I don't know what's going on. My radio's working fine, it's putting out full power. I don't know.
Out about a week ago, but since then I can hit both Mount Clemens and Detroit, but I'm a little closer to Detroit, so when I'm at work or around the house I usually sit on Detroit.
Yeah, I checked my frequency and everything just now. I might have found what the problem is. I'm not sure. I'm not showing. I have a control. Excuse me, this is it. I'm not my plus sign on Detroit that tells me I'm high 5 megahertz, so I'm going to take a look at that there, Roger.
Well, I'm watching as you're talking on the web where we can monitor the repeaters, and you're cutting in and out. Not every transmission, not all the time, but it cuts in and out sometimes. So, I don't know. If it's something between you and the repeater.
You know, I'm going through the Mount Clemens repeater right now, and usually I have good luck with that one too, but something's wrong with it. It has that problem. People will come in clean, then it'll cut out, then they'll get all static, and then they'll come in clean again. The owner said it's his antenna. But the day I talked to him, you know, it was like 16 degrees out. He said he wasn't going to go up there and mess with it there, Roger.
Now the guys that run this, they usually have a group come in to do the antennas and all that sort of stuff, because the one guy cannot stand being off the ground to do stuff like that. You know, you get a much more than a step stool off the ground, he gets nervous. But yeah, great group of guys. They just gotta have time and the ability, the right people to do it.
Yeah, and stuff, all my gears and radio and stuff. Repairing and stuff, all was all HF. This stuff here is VHF, UHF stuff I'm still listening to, but that's what he said. He said something about that too, but that was a while ago. Alright, I'm going to take a look here, because I just noticed, like over to Detroit, I'm not showing my plus sign up on my offset thing. It just changed. I don't know how. I didn't do anything to it. I never messed with it, but now I'm kind of anxious to touch the offset again and see if she goes back to Detroit. Appreciate it, gentlemen. We'll probably get back out there and talk to you in a few if I get back into Detroit. WSFZ 793, and I'm going to mess with my radio.
WRFX 966, I'll be standing by.
WRFK.
Bye-bye. I'll be
5 monitoring.
WSFZ 793.
Oh, wow.
That's all it was. I didn't have the offset. I don't know how that happened. I haven't been playing with any of the stuff inside the menu or anything. I don't know how the hell I lost my offset, but there it is. I can tell the repeater's keying up again. Roger.
Yeah, I got you 5 9s and crystal clear, so it's working.
Sounds good. It's up your game.
Yeah, like I said the other day, yesterday or something, I went to go key up and I noticed I wasn't keying up the repeater, and I'm like, ah, geez, Detroit's down again. And I got up on Mount Clemens, and I was saying something, and this guy's keying up going, oh, I'm on the Detroit repeater right now, and it's working. And I couldn't figure it out. It's like, well, it was working for me, too. Now it's not working. And then when it, just as I was talking to you guys, I slipped, while one of you was talking, I slipped back down to Detroit, and I see I didn't have my positive offset. I'd have a plus sign on my screen, and you know, if I'm 5 megahertz up, and so I went there and turned it on. There it is. Okay, gentlemen, I guess we're back in business there. Okay.
Yep, that you are. You definitely sound good at this end. I'm on the McComb repeater myself right now.
Well, I really appreciate you guys' help. I really do. You guys are all sounding good, too. You know, while I'm at it, every one of you sounds good, good, clean, and strong, whether you're on the Mount Clemens or this one. The Mount Clemens repeater sounds good. It works. It's just that it you'll be coming in clean, and all of a sudden you'll start breaking up, or it'll start popping, and then or you'll go to dead static and come back. You know, so that's what that is all about. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to get back to the bench, get back to work to what I was doing. Y'all have a good day out there, and we'll talk, hopefully we'll talk somewhere sometime later. Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu, 793, and I'm monitoring.
Clearing your finals. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
WSFT 902, you're around, Frank. No contact, Franco. WSFZ 793. Running on low power, hopefully. I'm still coming through good there. And I'm on the side. And it feels like the beginning of springtime out there.
WRUG 488, WRFX 966. Station 966, WIUG, Brady, copy. WIUG, Brady, copy.
Yeah, I copy you, Jack.
Oh, how you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Went to breakfast this morning. There were six of us. Then I went out and walked around the electronics store show, and I ended up buying a couple record LPs, but that's about it. And then I came home, and one daughter's at work, the other daughter's church with the wife, and it's just me and the dogs. Man, it's peaceful.
Yes. So now all we need is a bottle of beer, and you'll be all set, and a cigar. Roger?
Yeah, I don't do cigars anymore. I gave those up when I quit smoking. I'm too afraid that having a cigar would make me want to smoke cigarettes more, so I gave it up. The beer? Well, I got some, but maybe for dinner.
Well, it tastes delicious with the dinner, you know that? I always, not always, but between a week or something like that, I'll have with the dinner. Roger?
Yeah, I heard that. Got to keep a couple on hand just for that, you know? She makes the right food, and I go grab a beer, and she goes, it's the middle of the week. And I said, I don't care, it's one beer.
Yeah, really, it was just nothing. One beer, it's not a lot, anyhow. I just got off the church, and I heard you about 4 o'clock, and I said, I can't get back to it right now. I got to go to church.
No, I was just sitting down here in the basement. I got the records that I bought playing, and thought I'd give you a call, because didn't hear from you this morning. So, I just, you know, thinking of you, right?
Right, and thank you for that. I talked to Sean yesterday. Sean said he's not coming to the breakfast, so I said, I'm not going either. Roger.
Yeah, Jimmy, the testing guy, the tester from Lance Cruz was there, and a couple of the other guys, well, one of the guys, he was talking to Sean, passed him on I-75 as he was coming to breakfast, but yeah, it was just a small group of us. You know, I don't know, since I've been on day shift, I get up in the morning like that. I got to have something to eat by 9 o'clock or I'm getting hungry. So I figured I'd have breakfast and then I went out to the show.
Oh, that's good.
Anyhow, I'm on my destination, and let me talk to you. I don't know if you're going to be on air or not. I want to go inside the house and find something to eat first. Then I will talk to you then, before that, anyhow. Catch you later. Good to hear from you. Good talking to you. WIUG, 88.
All right, Jack, enjoy the beautiful evening. I will catch up with you later. WRFX 966, standing by.
WSFT 902, you're out there, Frank. No, Kathy 902, Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793, and I'm monitoring. WRPB 448, Kurt, you around? WSOC 793.
WRPB 448, Golden Township, monitor.
WRPB 448, WSOV 793.
Good evening, 793. How are you tonight?
Doing pretty good. How's my friend Kurt doing tonight?
Just got up from an extended nap this afternoon and feeling very well rested and energized and gonna sit around and do a whole lot of nothing tonight, I think. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. That's what I'm doing too. I'm not I worked on the last handheld this morning or this afternoon. I'm done tonight. I ain't gonna mess with none of this. Like, I'm just gonna sit back and take it easy. How you coming along with that shortwave radio there? Go ahead.
Finding a couple more channels to listen to. Some nights I'm listening to it, other nights I'm not. I move it next to my bed, which is critical, you know, because I can lay there and scan around, not be restricted to sitting in a chair all night. My friend tells me I'm probably listening at the wrong time of the day, too. I just playing around with it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, as I told you before, as a rule, it ain't guaranteed, but during the day, anything from 10 megahertz up, the bands are usually open. At night, anything from 10 megahertz down, there's the bands you'll find things. That's kind of a rule of how it works there. Yeah, I just wonder if you've been messing around with it or what, and find anything interesting there, Roger.
Yeah, I'm mostly hearing a lot of religious programming, and then, of course, Fox News is all over the shortwave as well. I like finding the occasional station that's probably south of the equator, listening to some of that music, and what I believe to be Spanish, maybe another dialect as well.
Yeah, Roger, on the religious preaching frequencies, yeah, you'll find them all up and down there. Brother Stare, the guy's been dead for 4 or 5 years, and they still play the hell out of his sermons. At night, around 6 megahertz, you got Radio Cuba, Radio Havana, Cuba. He's doing up 60000, that's Radio Havana, Cuba. They're on almost every night. They broadcast in Spanish, but then they take a couple hours broadcasting English. Then they go back to Spanish. But all around that area, you'll find stations there at night, Roger.
Copy that. This is WRPB-448 for identification purposes. I've got a wire that's going from my second story bedroom window, probably about 60, 70 feet in a southwest direction is my long wire antenna that I'm using to get my shortwave. I had thought about running another wire a different direction as well, but in my current shape, I cannot. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I understand. You running any kind of antenna tuner or anything, or are you just random wire?
Just a piece of galvanized wire I picked up at the hardware store. It comes in, goes directly to the hot lead on my BNC connector, and then the ground goes to a dedicated ground rod I have located on this side of the house, strictly for grounding on my electrical bench.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you should be doing pretty good then. Having an antenna tuner helps, but, you know, it doesn't help as much as important as it is if you were transmitting. Usually any random wire, the longer the better. Just pulling everything is, you know, if you have a tuner, like I said, a tuner on receive will actually help, but it doesn't make a whole big bunch of difference there, Roger.
Yeah, I might have to look into that. I just got a couple other things going on my hobby plate. Let me bring you up to speed on a couple things. Sheboygan Bob says hello. He knows you, remembers you, and all of that. Copy that.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. Appreciate that. I was going to ask you, I put it in my head to make sure before we turn 7 that I was going to ask you if you heard from him. There's been a few people out here asking about him there, Roger.
Well, you could probably pass on the information that his repeater is operational. It's just not hooked into the net. That's why we can't talk to him. He's doing great. He misses everybody. So, yeah, go ahead. And if people are asking about him, tell him what I just told you. That would be acceptable. As far as the technical aspect of what's happening with the repeaters, I'm not the guy to ask. There are people on the net that obviously way more informed than me. Copy that.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I'll pass the 5 if anybody asks again. That's weird. He gets into a repeater, but the repeater is not connected to the network. Like, you know, like I said before, I'm a newbie up here in this part of the band, and, you know, so sometimes I don't understand how the hell that works, but it'd be great to hear from him again. I sure look forward to talking to him again, and go ahead.
Yeah, the repeaters are linked via an internet connection, so, I mean, that's only as good as it is physically intact. I mean, he's saying that they got a good amount of snow up there. I mean, they may not be able to fix that till spring, you know. I don't really know.
Comment. Good comment.
This network is not linked via the internet. It has its own microwave network. It does not use anything via the internet. WRFX 966.
Station 966, thank you very much for the info. Again, if you heard my conversation earlier, I'm definitely not the guy to ask about how the repeaters work. Thank you very much. Again, thank you.
Yeah, 966, appreciate that. Because I was just going to tell him, I don't know, I didn't know that they were hooked up via the internet, even though you said they're not now. I was always wondering how they connect to each other. But yeah, that makes sense through what you said, microwave or whatever, because I never heard of that being hooked up to the internet there, okay?
There's multiple different networks. They all use this microwave backbone that's been put up by the Central Michigan Emergency Group. And it uses a little 4-inch or 6-inch disc. It's got to be up there a decent amount of height so that they can link them all. There are multiple sites that are just linked. VHF, 144 megahertz area. UHF, the ham bands. UHF, the GMRS bands, plus you've got several digital networks as well. It's quite an extensive network. If you type in MI8.system, you can see the monitor, and you can explore from there, MI1, MI2, MI5, and all that sort of stuff. So it's quite extensive.
Yeah, Roger that. I was giving break here in case Kurt wanted to chime in on anything. Somebody told me, maybe it was you, I don't know, somebody told me about it the other day and I got on there. And yeah, I see what you're talking about. I was monitoring that stuff there. I got the page bookmarked in fact, in case I feel like bringing it up and looking at all that there. Roger?
I'm still here. I'm just listening. It's been very informative.
You know, I'm just trying to be respectable, you know, in case, because, you know, you're in on this conversation, too, and, you know, you might have something you want to ask or something, so I don't, you know, I don't quit, Keith. They're okay.
Station 966, where are you located?
I'm in Warren, Michigan, running off the Detroit repeater. I go to breakfast with one of the guys that's involved with this group. It's the Central Michigan Emergency Network. And I guess there's a gentleman up in the Flint area that's really the brains behind this whole thing. But it is quite the network. Here's the web page is down, probably doing routine maintenance. But several of the guys that I go to breakfast with on Saturday morning are part of it.
Yeah, Jack told me where you guys meet for breakfast, and I considered going Saturday morning, though it's a little hard to get motivated to be there around, I think you guys meet at around 8, is it?
It's actually Hazel Park Amateur Radio group that this is, and 8:30 is the meeting time. They take our order at about 9 a.m.
Copy that. I'm going to have to get up there one of these days and, you know, formally introduce myself now and just the people I hear on the air.
WRPA 678 MIHDMRS. It's working. I'm looking at it. By the way, 966, I'm in Warren, too. Also, first personal here is Dave, okay?
Personal over here is Brian. I know it's rough. I have a hard time going when we're working 6 days a week because they have me on day shift, but used to be real easy for me when I was on the midnight shift. But, yeah, it's just a bunch of ham radio guys that get together and a lot of information and a lot of knowledge, and they're accepting of the GMRS guys, too, because I was a GMRS guy until December 1st. So, great group of people. Over to Kurt.
Congratulations, I think that means you got your ticket on December 1st. When I get around to it, I'm going to have to sit down and start cracking the books myself.
It's really not that hard. It's not that technical. Best thing you can do is like hamstudy.org. Download the free app on your phone. Just keep taking practice tests. They have all the information that you need to understand what the questions are all about. If you click on the explain, and it's just a matter of memorizing some of the stuff that, you know, you just don't understand. And then I passed it. I only got three wrong or something like that. A lot easier than I thought. Now I'm studying for my technician.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah,
you there this morning, Brian?
I was looking into that a while back. I took the practice test, even though they tell you if your answer's wrong or whatever. But surprisingly, I answered all in the test. I answered all the questions correctly. I didn't have to go back and redo any. I was kind of surprised that I knew all that. But Yeah, the 2 meters coming up in the future. I just got my GMRS, and, you know, I'm all, like I told people, I'm all HF. I know all about HF. I used to work on CB radios and all that stuff, and I'm a shortwave junkie and all this other stuff. But up here is different. I never really had that much experience up here, you know, in these higher bands, except, you know, on a scanner listening to the police. So I'm kind of new to this stuff there, Roger.
Yeah, Sean, I was there. There were 6 of us this morning.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure with everybody being up at that electronic show. I wasn't sure. I know Phil went. I was talking to him. And I think he said a couple of guys went, but, well, that's not bad. 6 is not horrible considering everything going on. All right, anyhow, hi, bye. Get out of here. WRUU 850.
Hello, Sean. Goodbye, Sean. This is Kurt, WRPB 448, Roland Township, for identification purposes.
Yeah, hi, bye, Kurt.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to pull out and sit on the side and listen to what's happening around here. So, y'all have a good evening, and y'all sounding good, too, by the way, to the repeater there. I'm running on the Detroit repeater myself, so. Anyway, take it easy, fellas. WSFZ 793, and I'm on the side monitoring.
Yep, I got to run upstairs. Dinner's ready. I will talk at y'all later. WRFX 966, clear on your final, Kurt.
Well, thank you very much for informing me about how these repeaters are linked. I obviously was way off base. Greatly appreciate that. A pleasure to speak with you. Hope to do it again soon. I will be clear and monitoring. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, Michigan.
Yeah, that was always before I go, Kurt. That's one thing I used to think of, how are these linked together? I thought, you know, that it's possible through a microwave or something, you know, I mean, I didn't. But when you said internet, I kind of was thinking, that's how they're connected? You know, if the internet goes down, then everything goes down there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I stand corrected, but, yeah, it's all good, you know.
Nah, Kurt, it ain't like that. It ain't like I thought, you know, you don't know nothing or anything like that. I'm just saying, it's a learning curve, man. It's how we learn.
Oh, I know that. I'm all good. I'm pretty laid back. You know, I'm kind of surprised I didn't figure that one out on my own, though. All right, well, I'm going to be doing something as well. I've got dinner coming. WRPD 448, clear. Gentlemen, have a good night.
Yeah, all right. Ironically, my dinner's done, too, so I might as well get in there and get it. So have a good night, Kurt, everybody else, WSOZ 793, and I'm 10-7.
WRV 713, Dave. You copy?
Dave, there's a couple of them.
WRVS 713, Dave, do you copy? This is WSGG 772, Paul calling, over.
negative on WRVS 713. New Baltimore, this is Whiskey Sahara Golf Golf 713. All
Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
Station 810, this is WRPB 448, Kurt, Cleveland Township. Do you copy?
I'm Charlie Zebra, 810. Good evening, Kurt. How are you?
I am well tonight. I was just having a little bit of dinner when I heard you came in. Ago, and I figured I'd better see how you've been.
Well, I really appreciate that. No complaints. Finally got a radio put in the newer vehicles, so definitely happy about that. I hate driving around radio-less. It's not exactly where I want it, but for now it'll work. It's just too cold to do anything fancy. But, you know, all in due time.
It's good you got it in place and it's ready when you need it. I finally am getting my surgery started. I meet with my surgeon next week and then I'll have a date and hopefully I'll be back in action again in a couple weeks.
Well, that's awesome. I will definitely be keeping you in my thoughts and I would say I keep you in my prayers, but I'm not really much of a praying person, but you're definitely going to be in my thoughts there. I hope all goes well for you, and, you know, definitely a lot more QSOs during that recovery time.
Greatly appreciated. You know, it's a relatively straightforward procedure. I mean, it's only a hernia. It's just, with insurance and all that, it's just taken me the better part of a year to get this set up. Kind of ridiculous, but I'm getting by.
You know, one thing I've learned is one day at a time, and sometimes it has to be just 1 minute at a time, but at least you're getting it done, and, you know, again, I certainly hope the best for you.
Well, again, thank you very much. Last time I talked to you, you were driving in some shaky weather. Thinking everything was good.
Yeah, I had my first my first freelance Uber job down to Detroit Airport. So I was kind of excited about that, but yeah, the weather was kind of not too bad until I got back, and I probably only hit about 7 miles of bad weather, so it wasn't awful.
Quite a trip for you, all the way down to Metro. I haven't been to Metro in years, and, you know, I live like half the distance from you at the time.
If I remember correctly, I clocked in at 104 miles.
To do the 275, I-75 thing.
You know, I just blindly follow GPS. 75 to 23 to 675, I think, or I don't know, something or another, and I'm just probably on 8 different highways.
Sounds about right.
You know, when I was 16, I used to curse my dad, but now I'm ever so thankful that I learned how to drive in the wintertime in New York City, because otherwise I wouldn't have been prepared for all this nonsense.
I imagine wintertime in New York City must be a trip. Never been there, don't plan on going, definitely wouldn't want to go in the winter.
Definitely an experience. Just like with any major city, you can only move the snow so far. So essentially what you see them doing is you see them putting it in dump trucks and dumping it out in the river.
Yeah, I guess that would probably be the best bet there. WRPB 448 for identification purposes.
Tim, Charlie Zebra 10 for ID purposes. Yeah, it's definitely an experience that I don't wish on anybody unless they're learning how to drive. I hate driving in cities, period. But again, I'm thankful that I had those experiences just because sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah, roger that. Hey, on a side note, I talk to Sheboygan Bob about twice a week on the phone. He says hello to everybody, and, you know, there's a problem with his repeater not connecting to the network right now. But he says hello to everybody, and he misses everybody, and if anybody would like to say hello to him, I will relay the message. Over.
Yeah, definitely please send my best to him there. Somebody, when I was on the air last night, was asking about him, and I relayed the last information that you had been provided. You know, we're definitely spreading the word, so we appreciate you letting us know so that we can let others know as well.
Well, like you said the word, and I've said the word, and Bob said the word, community, that's what it's about. I've made some friends on the air here, and, you know, you guys are friends to me, just like my, you know what I mean?
Yep, very true, I very much enjoy getting in the car and just chatting with a familiar voice as I'm wandering out and about. It definitely makes the trip more enjoyable. So I appreciate all you guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get on the side here for a little bit and start putzing around with some stuff I'm trying to finish up, and be listening intermittently. Again, I heard your voice. I wanted to chime in and say hi. This is WRPD 448, Groveland Township, and I'm clear on your final.
Alright, as always, appreciate chatting with you, appreciate the shout there, and, you know, we'll definitely do it again. I'm about to pick up a passenger and head over to Wally World myself. So if I don't catch you again tonight, you have a wonderful evening, and we'll do it again. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, and we are clear.
Hey, 810, hey. WSSC 793, hey, I just wanted to wave a good evening to you, that's all there, heard you out there, just waving a good evening to you.
There, 793, we definitely appreciate that, always nice to hear, newer to me anyway, voices and call signs on the radio, it's a good sign that GMRS is picking up a little bit, and we always welcome new friends on the radio there.
Yeah, Roger, that's what I heard, you know, you and Kurt were saying, and that's what I try to do, too, make some friends and just, because I enjoy it a lot there, but, you know, I know you got to go. I just wanted to get in there, say hello, and, you know, have yourself a good evening, mobile safe, and we'll talk to you when we get the chance. WSRZ 793, clear on your final.
All right, 793, appreciate that. Pleasure to chat with you there. And, yeah, we'll definitely do it again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, and we are clear.
WRZQ 607.
WSCU 202, we can hear you.
Roger that. All right, cool. Stand by. Hello, 1-2, testing.
WSCY 717, this is WSCA 452.
452, this is 717, no copy.
Not bad. Good evening, Reed. I'm on the long ducky in the chat with just at the desk level here. So this isn't the outside antenna today. Am I breaking the machine okay?
Yeah, power's kind of fluttering up and down, but I'm also moving. We're all in the chief here at home right now, going into the subdivision. So it's kind of a good time. But as soon as I stop, we'll be able to get better feedback.
Yeah, it just sounds like you're mobile. It looks like the signal strength on the machine is pretty good here.
Willow, Grayson, and Melissa all say hello. Hope you're having a good evening. We just got done ice fishing, and I went over to a friend's for some pizza, and now it's bedtime.
Okay, well, I don't want to interfere with that. And good evening, everyone. Hello, everyone. Sounds like you had a good time. And, yeah, my wife and I went out to a restaurant that's over in Pittsboro this evening for an early dinner. And celebrating when we met, so that was nice. And so just getting back from that and getting the dog simmered down and ready to calm down the day.
Oh, you don't want to go to bed? We're going to have to go to bed.
Oh, I know.
Very good. We just pulled into the driveway here. I'll try to hop on the repeater from the QTH here in maybe 10 minutes or so and see how the signal changes.
Okay, well, I know you got a bunch of stuff on your plate, so if it works out, great. If not, nice to work on GMRS. WSTY 717, WSTA 452.
WSFB-55, mobile monitoring.
WSBM-993 monitoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do real quick coming out of the morning, like, sounds good. WSOC 793. I just need a real quick radio check on the hand mic. I put the hand mic on this thing, so I know if it's working.
WRMQ 805. Your microphone is working fine. You sound just fine. You're reaching 5x5.
Yeah, right. What was them numbers?
Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec 805.
Okay, 805, I appreciate it. I just put the hand mic on this thing. I want to see how good it was with the hand mic. You're sounding really good yourself. Sounding nice and sounding good. You got Dave over here in Warren. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. First personal here on this end is Cliff. There's just a little bit of bacon flying. It sounds more like ear noise than anything else that's going on. Your modulation is a little bit quiet, but other than that, you're coming through loud and clear.
Yeah, roger that, Cliff. Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate the radio check, and please talk to me. You have yourself a good evening. And like I said, I appreciate it. Whiskey Sierra Fox Zulu 793. And I'm monitoring.
You're welcome, Dave. Anytime. Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec 805 monitoring.
WSFZ 793. What's going on out there? What else you got to get up to? Well, I guess there's nothing going on out there tonight. We almost be sitting around drinking our Geritol and not doing the CCI, I suppose. Getting the time out there, WSFZ 793, I'm sitting back down there.